This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. This hour of Tuscan, we're rejoined by Steve Starrs, our friend, my co-host for every Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm ready for the weekend, as you can tell. And we're getting in there in just about no time. Let's see here. Actually, the weekend has begun here on the East Coast. Hooray! Hey, we're going to talk about an insane 9/11 homework assignment that highlights the trauma-based education this week. A seventh grader at a public school prison is showing this assignment, which you'll find to be shocking, guaranteed. We'll also tell you about a California police shootout that injured an animal at a range, or injured animals at a range. Several, not just an animal, several. And we'll talk about my TSA grope report we're going to get to in just a moment. We'll tell you about how the Israeli government reportedly is mulling a Bitcoin tax. That should be interesting. They're paying attention to the Bitcoin craze. And we'll tell you about how President Assad says Israel should be the first to disarm. Isn't he right about that? Jeez. Israel's no problem. I'll keep your phone calls in mind if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Steve's got some news as well. But Steve, what do you say we start things off with one of my TSA grope reports?
Sounds good to me. I just love a good groping, you know.
Except well, the TSA is always good for that.
I want to grope you, so I apply to be a TSA, baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the glove.
Well, the TSA agents think that they're above the law, and that is certainly the case with this recent story. An agent was arrested Friday for conspiring to smuggle illegal aliens into the country. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested David Alexander Diaz Torres in Orlando, Florida, according to the Justice Department. Diaz Torres and five others were charged in a 13-count indictment for bringing, transporting, and harboring illegal aliens within the United States. And there you go, folks. That is our Grope Report. Mr. Producer, you got that clip you wanted to air here for us for the Grope Report? Go ahead and... You couldn't find it. Okay. Well, you're fired.
We'll dig it up. Yeah, maybe we'll find it.
Here we go. So that was our grope report. Thank you so much.
I want to grope you, so I apply to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the glove.
All right, in another news, let's talk a little bit about Syria. We haven't got to this in a little bit now, and we should get back into what President Bashar al-Assad is saying about Israel. He says that Israel should be the first to disarm from weapons of mass destruction since it has nuclear, biological, and chemical arms. He's pointing out something that we've pointed out on the show before, isn't he, Steve?
Yes, he is, and everybody's known this for quite some time, that secretly Israel has been armed with nuclear weapons, either by the United States or the West or NATO, and it's been there all along. And, of course, you know, we've seen stockpiles of other very deadly and dangerous items. Keep in mind, the United States is the only country that's used nuclear weapons against, you know, an enemy. And we've also used gas, and we've also used all kinds of things. CS gas was used in Waco. You know, when they poisoned the Branch Davidians at the very end, thereby
right.
Janet Reno. And so, I mean, the whole point about all of this is, I think at least it gives Assad what I predicted he might have, and that is a platform to start leveling the playing field. I mean, when is Israel and Obama going to call off these thugs? Because these people are not Syrians, friends. They're not rebels. They're paid death squads from other places all over the Middle East, and they have no business in there creating a ruckus. You know, if people would just start toning down the rhetoric and starting to stabilize the situation and try to disarm and get back to living normal lives, a lot of this stuff would settle down. But you've got all these fanatics out there, and it's going to keep getting worse and worse. Right now, Putin and Assad are the only people who seem to be sounding like they have any common sense. And the American people are losing confidence in Obama very quickly.
Speaking of Vladimir Putin, quote, Vladimir Putin is a trained killer, murderer, torturer. As a former KGB agent, Barack Obama is a trained lawyer, scholar, and expert in the Constitution, and he wins the Nobel Peace Prize, according to Napolitano. He states, now with which of the two of them sounds like a Nobel Peace laureate and which of the two of them sounds like a thug who wants to kill? Napolitano believes the Russians are now dominant in the Middle East because the president is incompetent. And I don't know if I buy Napolitano's pitch on this.
I usually think he's
spot on, but that's kind of a, you know, a strange thing to say here. Yes, Vladimir Putin is a trained killer, murderer, torturer, as a former KGB agent. But Barack Obama, even though he might appear as a trained lawyer, scholar, and expert in the Constitution, and winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, is probably a lot similar to the aforementioned description of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, it could be very well that way, you know, Bob, because what we're seeing, of course, is that Putin is playing his game very, very subtly and wisely. He's just waiting for his moments. I mean, he's setting himself up to take legal control over all that area. As Obama wanders off track and continues to try to do all these evil things, and Putin, you know, cites him for it over and over and over, and his credibility is just, it's going down the tubes very quickly. Putin is waiting for this moment. Now, you know, the big thing is that Russia has a lot of their own oil-producing energy together. I guess they're now the top oil production company in the world. They're not liking the Saudi Arabians. If they were to engage in taking on Saudi Arabia and blowing out their oil production, Russia would essentially control the entire Middle East and Europe with their oil supply. So, I mean, you know, Putin's just saying, here's the news, stick your neck in it, if you like. You know, he's waiting his time out. I think he's going to, you know, prevail in the common sense battle eventually and then legally claim his prize.
All right. We shall see. We're keeping our eyes on the situation. And I told you a little bit about Israel wanting to tax the Bitcoin, which would be an interesting move on their behalf. This is according to CoinDesk. You know about Bitcoin, right, Steve? That currency that seems to be open source and not subject to the same fiat nature of the Federal Reserve notes.
Right.
The Israeli government is considering taxing profits on Bitcoin, said an Israeli paper this week. business paper Globes reported that the Israel Tax Authority, the ITA, kind of like our IRS, is mulling the prospect, believing that people who make profits from Bitcoin owe taxes. They say, quote, we cannot ignore this phenomenon, which one way or another involves financial transactions, and therefore we're examining its importance. But a model of taxing profits was unclear, given that the country has not yet recognized Bitcoin as an official currency. So they're kind of in a gray area with this Bitcoin stuff, and that's the appeal to Bitcoin, is that the governments can't come after it in this fashion. But I guess Israel's trying to change that. Hey, we got a lot to get to on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, we're going to keep the phone lines open this hour, 800-313-9443. And if you're not outraged yet, wait until you hear this next story, 800-313-9443. Steve, you ready for this?
I am ready for it.
This is going to piss you off. You know, I hate to be blunt, but this is going to make you extremely upset.
Bob, I'm so even-tempered. You know that. I mean, come on. It probably will make me.
Currently, an unnamed teacher at Fairview Junior High in Alvin, Texas, Mr. Producer, how far is Alvin, Texas from you? Ever hear of Alvin, Texas? Is it in the Austin area? No? Well, somehow, this teacher thought it was a great idea to give 12 and 13-year-olds an assignment to pretend that they were trapped victims of 9/11 and had to write a farewell note. Some of the outraged parents correctly pointed out the assignment very well could have been equated to suicide training, and it reinforces the trauma of what happened. Perhaps the next assignment should be take a complete look at what really happened on September 11th. But no, they want to reinforce the fear even to children who were not old enough to even see the official story, let alone process it since then and realize what really took place. Let's see, if you're 12 or 13, you're in the 7th grade, you were just a year old when this happened, or not even born, perhaps, if you're really young. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. If this doesn't piss you off, you are not listening.
A homework assignment on the anniversary of 9/11 is the source of controversy in Texas after the instructions asked 7th grade students to write a farewell letter as if they were about to die in the attack. A language arts teacher at Fairview Junior High in Alvin, Texas, asked students to pretend they were trapped in one of the towers or planes, then asking who they would write a letter to if they knew they were going to die. Parents of the students were outraged when they found out about the assignment, claiming the teacher had gone too far by requiring their children to basically write a 9/11 suicide note. The school district released an apology to the families, saying, "We sincerely apologize to any of our families that found this activity to be insensitive. As educators, we strive to meet the individual needs of our students, both instructionally and emotionally, while maintaining a high level of sensitivity." The crew at Fox and Friends say it was probably the age of the students, 12 to 13 years old, that makes the assignment so controversial.
It has to do, I think, with the age of the kids. There's a way that they could learn about 9/11 and not learn about it in this way that they personally feel like they're going to die.
The name of the teacher has not been released, and it's unclear if she has or will face disciplinary action for the assignment. For Newsy, I'm Christina Hartman.
And here on the Bob Tuscan Show, we're going to go ahead and release the name of this teacher, Steve. Her name is Barbara McBrainwash. And she is part of the indoctrination, compulsory schooling paradigm that is keeping children in that state of fear, in that state of indoctrination. And we've covered education many times. If this isn't another reason in my long list here of wanting to homeschool my son, I don't know what is. You know, we've talked about how schools are pressuring, you know, kids to kneel before the principal, you know, establishing this authority complex, how schools use fear to brainwash students to trust the system. We told you about a parent's story about that. Kids all over America are being put on buses and sent to alternate locations during school terror drills. So it's bad enough they brainwash them with his story. Not history, but his story. They're also keeping them in the face of these terror drills. And there's just one thing after another with the schooling education system. The U.S. elementary school homework teaches kids that the government is family. The government is not your family. It's not. And last but not least, we'll end with something that Barry Sotero supported when he was a senator. Chicago Public Schools mandating sex ed for kindergartners. Sex ed for kindergartners. Folks, I'm no prude, but that is the most disgusting, despicable evidence that our schools are completely corrupt, completely out of their mind, and nothing but a hindrance to our society. Steve?
Yeah, they've been that way for quite some time, you know, but it's been a slow shift, of course. You know, I think the thing that bothers me isn't so much that maybe a teacher might ask kids, even at their young age, to reconcile themselves with, you know, a limited lifespan or a mortality issue, you know, is this reality? I mean, I'm not trying to shock children because you want them to all believe up that they're going to grow up, you know, and go to high school and graduate and get a college education and get their 2.3 kids or whatever it is and get married and a lot of mortgages and loans and stuff. But, you know, the point is, you know, tying this all together with 9/11 is really a problem for me, just due to the fact that, you know, they're trying to reinvigorate the terrorism into a group of people, young children like this, who don't really know anything about that. I have a daughter that's 12 years old. She was born just a few months before 9/11. She doesn't remember anything about it. You know, this new generation doesn't remember what we went through, Bob. And, you know, as years go by, they don't have the same terror imprint that we do. And so trying
to. But even if they don't, they're going to place that imprint on their minds. They're going to show them, you know, videos of it, and they're going to superimpose that trauma, not maybe to the same extent we experience, but they'll put it in their minds and they'll brainwash them. That's what trauma-based mind control is, reinforcing trauma again and again.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, you know, this is what they're going to do. We talked about before, HIV/AIDS is one of those things that they keep bringing back up in order to reinvigorate that fear-based program that they started with us back in 1984. I thought your guest tonight was just incredible, you know, and we've been talking a lot about the medical health industrial complex and all these things that have gone wrong here. And, you know, with Obamacare coming in the way it is, I mean, you're going to see a lot of soft kill stuff taking place all over. And this is going to be one of the big things that young ones are going to have to deal with, especially people my age when we're getting older and we suddenly become a burden to society. I'm just absolutely regretting
Steve,
it at the moment. Yeah.
You're not a burden to society, okay?
What's that, Bob?
We love you, Steve, and I'd be happy to change your diaper.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be bad, man, because a lot of you young people are going to have to take care of old...
Us young whippersnappers.
Yeah, and I'm staying in shape. I'm in good shape for a man my age, you know, and I'm a young guy still. You know, I could go on even on the Bob Tuscan show and sound like I'm young, you know?
Yeah, you're a young guy. Steve, I want to keep the phone lines open this hour, 800-313-9443, but when we get back, I want to talk about how the head of the Syrian rebels, you know, that nice guy that we support here, that we want to take out the Assad regime.
Right.
Well, it turns out, oops, they're already not playing ball with us, but we'll still support them because I guess is what we want to happen at the moment. I don't know. The head of the Syrian rebels calls for a terrorist attack on America. Wow. Why are we supporting guys who want to blow us up? Well, we'll tell you why on the other side of our next break, and we want to get your thoughts on this as well. Get out your crayon, write down this troll-free number. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we knew that the rank-and-file Syrian rebels have burned American flags, threatened to attack America, said, quote, when we finish with Assad, we will fight the U.S., and said we started our holy war here and won't finish until this Al-Qaeda banner will be raised on the top of the White House. And these are our friends? What the hell is wrong with this picture?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
that moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, I'm glad we haven't started being their Air Force yet. It seems that the so-called freedom fighters are hell-bent on outing the Assad regime and also ready to come and attack us here on our soil. Steve, you just posted an article. Tell me about that.
Well, that one was by Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars, but the story came from Reuters. Of all places, Reuters, which is, you know, generally a big funnel for CIA information to come out. And this is from Dubai. It says Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri urged small-scale attacks inside the United States to bleed America economically, adding he hoped eventually to see more significant strikes, according to the site monitoring service. And now this is the guy who has basically negotiated with everybody or worked out the negotiations between the rebels and Al-Qaeda to kind of coagulate them into one big organization. So here we are with Mr. Obama asking for munitions. And of course, he didn't even ask in most cases. And look what happened with Benghazi and what went wrong there. But they're putting RPGs and very advanced mortars, small arms, all kinds of things in the hands of these freaks who are basically hit squads. They're not rebels, friends. They're mercenaries who don't have a lot of intelligence and are going around doing all kinds of evil things. And they're paid thugs is what they are. And this guy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the leader of Jabhat al-Nusra, which is the primary opposition fighting force in Syria, has called for attacks inside the United States. Al-Zawahiri just happens to be the leader of another group you might have heard of, Al-Qaeda. You ever heard of Al-Qaeda, Bob? Is that anyone?
I know Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, yes. Al-Qaeda, as you know, Brian Tuberville pointed out when we had him on the show with his new book, that, you know, isn't it strange that, you know, you see pictures of Brzezinski with Osama bin Laden back in the 70s when the Mujahideen were our friends, the freedom fighters in Afghanistan, and they were, you know, the Al-Qaeda groups or Al-Qaeda groups or whatever you want to call them back at that time, the base, as it's known, was this group of thugs that we had there that we were working with, arming them with Stingers, arming them with RPGs and very, you know, advanced weapons to repel the Russians out of Afghanistan during the 80s. Well, they were our friends then. And then on 9/11, they became our enemies, and now they're the freedom fighters in Syria, and now they're our enemies again? I mean, what the heck is going on here? How is Obama going to unravel this mess? And this story is from Reuters, as I pointed out. It's not. This isn't just something we dug up. This was
nope. In fact, I have a CBS news piece on this story, and this is the lamestream media reporting how the Syrian rebel leader wants more help from the U.S., but at the same time is wanting to attack the U.S.
We started tonight with the question of whether the U.S. will intervene in Syria. Well, now we have an interview with the new leader of the main Syrian rebel group. Ghassan Hitto is a U.S. citizen who immigrated from Syria 30 years ago. But now he's gone back, and Holly Williams caught up with him in Turkey.
We are certain that this regime has used chemical weapons against the Syrian people.
The White House says that it needs more conclusive evidence.
President Barack Obama, with all due respect for him, the price of the first child who died in Daraa is far more...
All right, so he's reinforcing the lamestream line while they, on the other hand, are saying, we need your help, this chemical weapon stuff's got to stop, and we pledge to attack you in a jihad. I don't necessarily buy that this is a legitimate threat, but at the same time, this is out of their own mouth. I mean, how much crazier do you need this to get?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it sounds to me like this guy is now fed up and frustrated with the U.S. because they didn't move on his, you know, beg and command. And now he's turning against us, which is what we said would happen all along with these kinds of thugs. I mean, you know, who knows what their real motives are. But, you know, it says, Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri urged small-scale attacks inside the United States to, quote, bleed America economically, adding he hoped eventually to see a more significant strike. We should bleed, this is his quote, we should bleed America economically by provoking it to continue its massive expenditure on its own security, for the weak point of America is its economy, which has already begun to stagger due to military and security expenditures, he said. Gee, is that news to you, Bob, that we've lost a lot of money in the last 12 years since this experiment started after 9/11?
You would think so. That seems to be the case. And here's another aspect of this people haven't commented on, Steve. Syrian rebels planned chemical attacks on Israel from government control. So they're pledging to attack the Israeli people. Well, that would just give Israel the justification that it needs to perhaps go after Iran as a, you know, a proxy state, Syria attacking them and say, hey, let's go after Iran. Here's a piece from RT reporting on
a number of anonymous sources close to the Syrian conflict have told RT that rebel forces are planning to launch a, quote, provocation attack using chemical weapons against Israel. Live now to RT's Paul Aslier in Tel Aviv for more on this. Obviously, those concerns, they're uncorroborated, but let's talk about where they may have come from and how strong they may be. Those concerns have been greeted very seriously in Israel.
Well, it certainly will be taken very seriously here in Israel. Nothing as of yet in the Israeli press or any kind of official comments. What we know is that RT sources are telling us that they have information that in the nearest future there will be an attack originating in the areas of Syria where the rebels are present.
All right, so there you go. In the nearest future. In the near future.
Well, where did they get these chemical weapons, though, Bob? I mean, it was only Assad that only Assad had them. You know,
no, but the rebels are pledging to use them.
I'm confused. Yeah. Even though we reported way back in March that they were already using chemical weapons, and this was after the Turkish police had discovered these things, and we've been reporting all along it's been the rebels who have been launching these chemical attacks, and the mainstream news media can't figure out how they now have chemical weapons that they're threatening Israel with. See, if they can't get the war started by blaming the rebels for using Syrian or using attacks against Syrian citizens, now they can start it this way, Bob, by having the rebels who came up with these chemical weapons somehow threaten Israel. So, I mean, it's absolutely coming apart at the seams in terms of logic here. There's nothing more here than people warmongering.
An official says that CIA-funded weapons have begun to reach the Syrian rebels. And here's a brief piece on that from Al Jazeera.
Nearly every day as rebels fight it out in Syria, they're also posting their views on social media. One thing is clear, there is no consensus on what the rebels want the U.S. to do. At issue, the number of different rebel groups operating in the country. A U.S. intelligence official estimated there are some 1,200. One of the largest and most U.S.-friendly Syrian armed groups, the Free Syrian Army, is firmly in support of U.S. military intervention. It sent out this message to the world after the recent political proposal that would see Syria turning over its chemical weapons and avoiding a U.S. strike. It says in part, crimes against humanity cannot be absolved through political concessions or surrendering the weapons used to commit them. In a Damascus suburb, a member of a small neighborhood opposition group said bluntly, "I wish the airstrikes would happen so we can live in peace and good conditions again." But a consortium of more hardcore Islamist rebel groups is firmly against U.S. involvement, including the Al-Ghouta Martyrs Brigades. "We reject the Western military intervention in Syria, and we consider it new aggression on the Islamic nation," they say. "The international community knows that the regime is about to fall and knows that the Mujahideen are close to achieving victory. The hypocrite international community does not want this regime to fall." And one of the most powerful jihadist rebel groups that has links to Al-Qaeda, the Jabhat al-Nusra Front, hasn't made a direct statement about this week's developments. But in the most recent video, its fighters say they do need help, just not from the West. "Don't listen to those saying the Mujahideen and the Levant don't need the support. We do need the financial support and people to come fight." David Kilcullen, a former counterterrorism strategist for the U.S. State Department and now CEO of the strategy firm Caris, shared what his firm has learned after talking to some of the many opposition groups over the course.
He said that the CIA is funding weapons to the aforementioned extremist groups. There you go, Al Qaeda back at it at its finest. Folks, when we come back, we'll take your final phone calls tonight, 800-313-9443, and we'll wrap things up here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So, Steve, how's Colorado doing?
We are recovering. We're hoping we're not going to get some more rain. They're saying maybe Saturday night it's going to come in again. And so we're just hanging in here, man. I mean, we can't use our sewage systems right now because the sewage system is compromised. And there are people who are doing without water, without power, without internet, without the Bob Tuscan Show, Bob. So we got to get this out there. I don't know, man, but, you know, we ought to thank all of our affiliates in RBN and even Mike, who's sitting in for Dan tonight, doing a great job, you know, our engineer and producer. You know, it's really good. How can people get your program and get it out on, you know, podcast and
well,
do a few
see,
things?
One correction here, Steve. Mm-hmm. It's not a program.
Okay. It's an educational adventure with Bob Tuscan.
See, we don't like the idea of programming people.
Right, yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's what they call it, television programming, for a reason, right?
Right.
This is an educational process. You're exactly right.
And I don't even like the word educational anymore. This is informational.
Informational.
Survival preppy, prepper.
Solution-oriented. Truth-seeking. And they can find it at the website, bobtoskin.com. Listen to this story. Nuclear plants do not raise child cancer risk. Yeah, right. If you believe that, I got another bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. Yeah, children living near nuclear power plants do not have an increased risk of developing leukemia, says a study. Experts of blah, blah, blah. Dang, that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, you know, we've seen the spike of what happened. It's like the Eiffel Tower in the middle of Kansas around Chernobyl. Childhood leukemia, and we're going to have problems with Fukushima.
Fukushima, yeah, we're already seeing that. There's been a huge increase of children with leukemia and whatnot around Fukushima, and that's no joke, so I don't know what the hell this study is. 1962 and 2007 is the years that experts looked at data on 10,000 children diagnosed under five. Yeah, we'll be doing more on the nuclear situation. Next week, we're also going to have Anthony Gucciardi on. I forgot to mention, though, that Lorraine Murray is a nuclear expert, and she will join us on Monday's show. Then Tuesday, we'll have Anthony Gucciardi on to talk about the geopolitical situation further and get his commentary on that. And we've got a lot of great guests and shows coming up. We're going to continue to try to offer you not only the hardest-hitting insights on what's really going on, but also solutions. Because if I don't get to the solutions, I'll just go crazy and feel like I'm wasting my time. Yeah, it's good to vent and to get this off my chest, but at the end of the day, we got to do something about it. We can't just sit here and talk about it and hold hands and pretend it's all going to go away because we're talking about it. It doesn't work that way. We have to do something. We got to get off our tuchus, get up there, and do something about it. And we'll try to figure that out slowly but surely. Hopefully not too slowly, because we got to get up and hustle here. Time's running out. It's this incremental push for total tyranny, total enslavement, eugenics, so on and so forth. And the longer we wait to do something about it, the bigger the hole that they're digging is going to be. And they already got us digged at least 6 feet under, and they will continue to do so as the time continues here. And folks, if you want to support what we're doing here, I'd really appreciate it, because right now things are kind of tight financially, to be honest. And I hate bringing this up on the show. You know, we talk a lot about the issues and the solutions and the blah, 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 and have guests on, and I try to reserve this to at least the end, but I could really use your help. I do have another job, but it's just not paying the bills at the moment, unfortunately, and I'm at the mercy of asking for help. So if you go to the website, Bob Tuskin, TUSKIN.com, that's BobTuskin.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you look at the Donate to the Tuskin Family tab. It's right there. The donation goes directly to my family, helps pay the bills. You know, I have electric, I have internet, I have everything that I use to make this show go that I have to pay. And we'll pay regardless if anybody contributes, but it'll help, and it'll help me focus more on making this show as good as it can be, so I don't have to slave for Federal Reserve notes during the day. That's the goal, Steve. I want to be full-time with this. I'm doing a full-time, you know, schedule. Rush Limbaugh, he does 3 hours Monday through Friday with Bob Tuskin Shows, doing 3 hours Monday through Friday. Making not even 0.00001% of what he makes. And yeah. We're in my humble opinion, doing more of a service than he could ever dream of doing. And he knows it.
Yeah. And by the way, Bob Tuskin actually owes me money, too. He's on an agreement here written on paper that he's going to pay me a penny per show. And Bob, you're behind now $6.87. So
we've done that many shows?
Yeah, no, at least probably. Gosh, we've done that. How many? It's been 5, 6, 7 years we've been doing this off and on, you know.
Yes, I guess.
And so it's a labor of love.
Count for 100 shows each year, then yeah.
Yeah. Truth is, it's a labor of love. We do it because this is fun. And, you know, this is why I'm here. I could have, well, we've gone into my past sometimes. Maybe your listeners aren't aware of it, but I could have made a lot of money in the mainstream, friends. I walked away from that in 1980, and I'm glad I did. I have no regrets. I'd rather be here doing this for free and just speaking my mind and having the kind of information that I believe is really going to help people along. You know, people like Rush Limbaugh, I mean, or even any of the others, you know, Rachel Maddow or Chris Matthews or some of these others, there's a limit as to what you're going to hear there. Even some of the people in the alternative media, they don't want to talk about the Jesuits. They don't want to talk about the Israeli... Yeah, they don't want to talk about, you know, the Israeli AIPAC lobby. They don't want to talk about the Freemasons. They don't want to talk about the Wahhabi, you know, Saudis and people like that.
We'll talk about all of it. I don't care. I want the truth is the truth. You know, I'm going to call a spade, regardless of any perceived taboo. That's just my nature, and that's what the show is all about. So I hope people get that, and if they support that, go to the website, bobtuscan.com, and help us out with some Federal Reserve notes. Steve, what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I'm going to try to stay afloat here, you know, during all this stuff, you know, and I guess we'll just kind of keep whittling through it all, hopefully swim through the streets and maybe visit neighbors or just keep from using the toilet, you know.
On your street, is it really flooded?
There are floods just down the street from us. I mean, there are places that are blocked off. The main bridge, I mean, you're looking at the South Platte River that was down about maybe 40 feet over this main bridge on a main highway. It's up over the top. I'm seeing logs coming in and just getting hung up on the guardrail. It's washed over. They've shut the roads down. I-25, Interstate 25. And it's going to rain some more, they're saying. Now, it's hopefully the waters are starting to subside a little bit because we're getting just a little break. But who knows? You know, the key thing is we'll just get by. We'll make it happen, you know. And
sure, that's all you can do. As a kid, I'll never forget. After, you know, I live in Florida, we have to deal with hurricanes.
Right.
I'll never forget after a hurricane, I can't recall what storm it was, but after a hurricane, the streets were so flooded that people were going around the streets in their boats, in their little, you know, kayaks and canoes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's how flooded it was. Yeah. And at the time, I thought it was really cool. But the reality of the situation is it was entirely devastating. You know, the houses with a flood like that are pretty much destroyed. You know, they can really suffer from that kind of thing. And our thoughts are with everyone in Colorado right now dealing with this. And Steve, keep us up to date, all right? Let me know if...
Oh, I will. We'll let you know by Monday.
Can do. Yeah.
Yeah, and just want to say that I do appreciate all your listeners and all the folks at RBN for giving us an opportunity to get out there and take this information to people. Help Bob if you can. Hey, listen, just go on there and donate a dollar. I used to have that on our website. People used to buy a download from me for $2. I got download sales from, like, China and Japan and Turkey and all over the place. And
or send me a note.
Just donate a buck. You know, it isn't, yeah.
You know, send me a note, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what you want to hear, what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. It's good to get feedback. And Steve, I really appreciate your contribution as always. Thank you
so much. My pleasure, buddy. See you Monday.
Yeah, see you Monday. ApeFraudVideo.com, his website. My website, of course, bobtuscan.com. We will be back on Monday with Steve Starrs, Ron Chocolate for Hour 1, and Lauren Moray. On the rest of the program, or unprogram, as I pointed out. Love you guys.
Them crazy, we're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Freedom ain't